The donkey mask. Are you sure it's not the reason you're sick? No, silly. The donkey mask makes me happy. Welcome, everybody, to Rapture-Centric Church. Judy here. Welcome, Stacy. Welcome, Carol. Welcome, Chris. Welcome, Alana, baby. Welcome, Raina. Welcome, Michelle. Welcome, Rojo. Welcome, Tana and Tressie and all of our guests. You guys ready to go home today? It's today. I'm using my new phone from my bedroom, and I'm hoping it's not cutting out. let me see. Let's just see. Hello. Hello, Mama Pat. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, hi. Yeah, you're loud and clear. Wow, you can send your rocket ship off.
Okay.
Hey, send us off. Okay, honey.
How are you?
Okay, how are you? You sound good.
I'm doing good. I'm flying high on the wings of the spirit.
You got it.
And you got it. Yep. And okay, let's welcome our beautiful. I think that's Mr. Red Heifer. Is that Kiso? Is that my heifer, honey? Is that you, Kito? Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey,
how you doing?
Okay.
The donkey and the heifer unite.
Yeah, your phone is perfect. It's crystal clear. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Yay.
Perfect.
It was my blessing from my beautiful sister. She took me to the AT&T store and put me on her
right
plan.
On.
What a sweetheart.
You?
So we
yeah,
go. This
it's
is my,
great.
This is, mm-hmm.
Oh,
so welcome,
great.
And there's Tana, baby. Let's welcome Tana. Hi, Tana.
Hi, Tana.
Hi from California.
Hey,
yeah, hi. Hi, all. I love you.
Aww.
I'm just sitting
at
work, so I'll be listening. Maybe I have to shut up, so I might be able to chime in every now and then. But I love
good.
You. I love you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Today, thank you, Jesus. Love you.
Yes, Tana, we love you too, and thanks for calling in. And yes, well, just come back and tell us you love us again when you can, okay?
Amen.
I'm feeling led by the Lord to proclaim some things, but before we do that, Keith, did you want to make an announcement, Keith? Are you good? Hey, Heifer,
Keith?
Are you there? Welcome Deborah to chat. Oh, sweetie, I'm gonna do things a little bit different on tonight's church service. The Lord was kind of prodding me to do something, but I want you to be able to really get in what you didn't you want. Did you need to have any requests or a prayer or anything like that? I wanted you to be able to make your announcement.
Cool.
I can read Lana later. Huh?
When are we doing that?
No, Keith, if you want to mention something, you should mention it now because the service might take a different turn.
Okay, yeah. Basically, I moved to Las Vegas, but just for some reason my digestive tract, which is where I need my healing, was not able to adjust out there. It was really bad for me and caused a lot of serious problems. So, fortunately, yeah. I mean, the apartment was so perfect. Everything was so great, too. I just thought it was – and it was so dry out there. It was, really not good for me. So, unfortunately, I had to leave. So I'm living with some friends now in Woodland Hills. They're Christian, but not part of the bride. So so we can only stay here a little bit. So we want to go back to Burbank, which is where we used to live. Ken used to live there. So we need to get the deposit and the rent. So I definitely need anyone that can send money to help me. I really got to have the deposit and the rent as soon as possible so I can move. So we're looking to save, $1,500, and we're saving. Some people have been sending me some money towards that, but I need to get the rest of it. And so I would really appreciate anyone that can send any money. Most of you already have my access to my email, ministryhealing.com@gmail.com. ministryhealing.com@gmail.com. You can also Facebook me or contact anyone. Everyone has my email. But I appreciate anyone that can send anything, even if it's a little bit, and everybody sends a little bit, and make all the difference so I can just get settled again and stuff, you know.
Sure.
I'm going through, my health has been just really up and down, but,
but
I just did every day. Like, all I do is just thank God for my healing, and I picture the cross the whole time. So that's what I'm doing, and he's getting me through it. So we're going home soon, so just want to get settled before that. But, I appreciate that anyway. Thank you so much. That's my request.
Oh, that's hang in there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Really,
let's lift up Keith right now. And Pat, you're welcome to read your stuff. I just think the Lord might take us in a different way. That's why I wanted to get all that out of the way.
I can read it tomorrow, honey. It's okay.
No, honey. Just keep it near you just in case. I have no idea. I just think it might be a little different. But I just wanted to be able to get that in. Because, Keith, we love you. And you guys, everybody in the chat room and everyone listening, Pat's birdies are extra happy, so praise the Lord. They know we're going home today.
Let's lift up our right.
Let's lift them up, Lord. We thank you so much for Keith. We thank you for his awesome presence in our lives. I know I'm so grateful for Keith. And, Father, I just lift him up to you. We just trust you that you're going to meet and supply all of his needs. And you are going to supply until you get here, until the very day you get here. He will have everything he needs, and we thank you, and we agree in faith, and we lift him up to you, and we ask for great peace and rest, a greater measure than he's in right now, And Father, we just speak, we speak healing and wholeness to his body, and we thank you for your perfect timing. See, the dog agrees. The dog knows it's going to happen.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, we agree.
Go, get down.
We agree on that.
Yep. And Stacey in the chat saying, thank you, Lord, for healing, your healing touch on Keith's life. Thank you for meeting all his needs. Thank you for blessing him tremendously. Thank you. There's nothing too hard for you. So we just agree. thank you.
Yeah, we agree. We agree.
Now, hey, guys, don't hang up or anything. But what we're going to do is we are going to just give a lot of praise to our pastor. We all have been watching the news, and so we know what's going on. We know that this world is wrapping up. I really want to call attention to Katie. Katie has been getting words, very severe words of judgment coming in. You know how Katie is. She's not really that type of person to do that, and she was God was telling her so much this morning that she called me. She had to make sure it was him because the things and the judgment that he was pronouncing and the things he was telling her, he was speaking to her about hell and about people that are going there, and he was giving her name, and he is telling her people that you think know me, they don't know me, and she was quite frankly very shaken, but she knew it was him. And so she wanted to ask me and a couple other people, is this really God? So I went to the Lord, and immediately I heard him say, it's me. And then I said, God, can you, I don't want to encourage her to give any messages that, you know, because this is pretty severe, so could you please, even though I heard him clearly, okay, I said, I really want you to confirm it to me again just because, Lord, this is pretty serious. And he said, he did. So I hardly ever do scripture flips, but I did, and I turned right to Joel, and I turned right to Joel 2, and I'll read it to you. I will pour out my spirit on every kind of people. Your sons will prophesy, also your daughters, your old men will dream, your young men will see visions. I'll even pour out my spirit on the servants, men and women both. I'll set wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billowing smoke, the sun turning black and the moon blood red. Before the judgment day of God, the day tremendous and awesome, whoever calls help God gets help. On Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there will be a great rescue. Just a great rescue. I love that word because God told me he was going to rescue us. He said there will be a great rescue, just as God said, included in the survivors are those that God calls. Okay, so as if God didn't tell me what Katie was telling me was enough, he gave me that word for her. I don't know if you've seen her videos today, but she actually hasn't done some of the ones that, I mean, I haven't, the videos today are really good that Katie has been pronouncing, but what I'm saying is there's even more that God's wanting to say, and it's pretty, it's not good news for those that aren't taking God seriously. It's not good news.
You'll wake
them
up.
But it needs
It'll wake them up.
Now, it needs to be pronounced, and so when I was reading that to the phone today, I started shaking and crying all over when I was reading Joel.
Wow.
The Lord in me, I kind of tell you, is so strong, and I just encouraged Katie to give the words, give them, and they weren't pretty. And so you've seen some of her videos today, but I just want to come together. I feel the Lord is giving some last-minute messages. He told me, he said, you know, I announce my plans just like the Illuminati and Satan announced theirs. He said they learned that from, I announce my plans, what I'm about to do through my people. He said, I've been announcing them through RCC. I'm announcing them through people that love me. I'm announcing my plans for my prophets. And I'm going to continue to do it right up until I get here. And we see the enemy announcing his stuff everywhere. And you know, we are going to proclaim what God is announcing today. So if you're in chat and you're on the line and the Lord has made announcements about what he's about to do, it doesn't have to be necessarily judgment. It can be anything. I want you to speak that announcement boldly. Okay, and I really want you to speak it out, and we're going to worship him, and we're just going to make this show, this could be our last show, we never know, but we know that the Lord wants us to believe he's coming today. I believe it, I'm happy about it, the day is here, but I want everyone to give their messages. Bill had a wonderful, wonderful insight. I'm going to read his email. I believe it's a pronouncement as well. I'm going to read the email. I think a lot of people got it. If you didn't get it, if you have it, if you could forward it to people, and I'll forward it to people. But Ole Bill from the chat room got a very good pronouncement. And just ask the Lord right now, too. We're going to worship. We're just going to love on body. You don't have to pray in tongues, but you can. And we're going to just announce, think of everything he's told you so far. And then it could be a year ago, just the things that he has told you regarding his coming, the announcement he wants to make. I really believe that this broadcast today is a broadcast of mercy to people, even though the words that you might be saying don't seem merciful. They are. You know, when Katie was telling me the stuff that God was telling her, it was so harsh, and it was God, and it was hard for her. She was like, wow, I mean, it's so horrible, and I'm like, I know. Well, you know, the Lord is both good and terrible, okay? And he has to bring in judgment. And and even his judgment, it's his goodness, okay? Things are going to get, we're about to fly right. So I'm going to start off by reading Bill's email, and then I'm going to play a worship song. And then if you're on the line, I'd like you to just kind of keep it to this topic, and then we'll go on to our regular RCC service. But I would like you to please announce what he's saying. And Carol said that Bill added to his last email one more thought. He said, the mature fruit has the sweet juices of the fruit of the Spirit, more spirit, less flesh. After all, he is the Lord of the harvest. Amen. So I'm going to unmute everyone.
Judy, am I unmuted?
Yeah, please.
I can't say hello, guys, because I'm going to have to go to work and won't be able to talk. But this is in regards to Bill's email that you're going to read about the fruit. And
yeah,
I was looking up the Hebrew months. And the next month, we're in the month of Av in the Hebrew calendar. The next month, starting August 26th, is the month of E-L-U-L. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. But anyway, it says, if you read, that it's the harvest of the fruit. And that goes through August to September. I just thought that was very interesting that the Lord brought that to my attention, the harvest of the fruit.
Thank you. Yes, it is interesting you brought that to your attention. Proclaim that loudly, and can you also give us the insight he gave you last night in chat? Do you have time to say that and announce that?
Yeah. Someone a while ago had done a video about how God told them the Passover hasn't happened yet, meaning for us. And so, and then the other day the Lord brought me to the passage in Exodus about the separating of the parting of the Red Sea by Moses, well, by God through Moses, and then he brought to my attention this whole Ebola thing going on, and how then it reminded me of the Passover, how the Passover, you know, back in Moses' day, the Passover was he warned the Pharaoh. Moses warned the Pharaoh that God was going to bring a plague upon the firstborn. And that Moses told the Israelites to put blood, sacrifice lamb, put the blood on the post, the doorpost, and the top, and then the plague would pass over them. So anyway, so it just brought to my attention how all these things are happening. He said the Passover hasn't happened yet, but that was a while ago, like a couple months ago, and now we have this big Ebola plague. And then this is also an Exodus. So then the plague came and passed over the Israelites, and then the Pharaoh freed them. So basically God rescued them, but Jesus is going to rescue us in Exodus. And then it was the Exodus, the parting of the Red Sea. And, you know, of course, Pharaoh's like, yeah, you're free, but then, of course, he went after them. But, you know, God parted the sea, and they escaped, and then Pharaoh perished with all of his sheep. So it was just interesting because we have the big Ebola plague going on, and of course we know the bride will not be harmed, and we're always told to cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus for basically everything to pass over us, and Exodus, our exit. I mean, there's more to it. I'm sure there's more to it, but that's what it brought to me. I was trying to be a garage kid and study more, but I wasn't getting much. But from the 14th through the 21st is when you're supposed to be in your house with unleavened for the Passover, like unleavened bread. There can't be any bread with yeast in your house from the 14th to the 21st. And then after the 21st is when they go out, and that's the day I think they're supposed to put the blood on the doorpost. I know people have gotten the 21st. So anyway, those are just my thoughts. God is going to rescue the first fruits. Like, we're the first fruits. So we're like, so I think it's opposite. You know, the Bible mirrors and, like, is opposite. So you know, we're going to be rescued. The first fruits are going to be rescued and not affected by the plague and everything. The bride will not be hurted or harmed by the plague at all. We'll be passed over. Anyway, go ahead, Judy. That's all I have to say, I think.
Excellent. We declare that, and Michelle and Pat is saying, and I'm feeling like the Lord is telling me that the rapture is before the Feast of Trumpets. We declare that. We proclaim that. Thank you, Tawna. Pat, did you want to make a pronouncement?
Yeah. There is a book that I have not read from. It's called The Road That Leads to Life. It's very, very strong. But if you want to hear what he has to say to sinners, I can read you about 3 or 4 paragraphs that are going to knock your socks off, okay? But anybody out there listening will get the message loud and clear, what he thinks about today. So, okay, and now this is strong, guys. This is for the one sitting on the fence, okay? He says, this is from Gaby. She wrote this in 90 days. She was only a housewife and mother. But she had everything confirmed through a theologian that this was all true. It was, you know, nothing funny against faith or anything else. Okay. So she said to him, I was asking his pardon for all my sins. And he said, too many sinners become hardened in their sins and go so far as to deny my very existence. I have no pity for these. And if they don't hasten to acknowledge me, they will all perish yet. They shouldn't fear. Regardless of their sins, I forgive all the wrongs of a sincerely repentant heart, because my mercy and love for men are infinite. And he says, let me do it over here. He says, if so many souls go to hell, it is because I can't find a sufficient number of generous souls ready to sacrifice themselves for me. And he says over here, just bear with me. He says, so she said to him, I'm wondering if I'm going out of my mind. And this voice is saying in her heart, he says, why do you doubt? What must I do to make you believe? While on earth, child, what was my answer to those who asked for a sign in order to prove to them who I was? Today's answer is the same. It's imperative to believe and to love without understanding the means I employ to reach my goal. From the depths of your nothingness, you wanted to understand me. The word? Give up the idea. It stems from pride, and this pride will be the cause of your loss if you aren't careful. It caused the loss of all those who refuse to believe in me and to accept my views concerning them. I'm repeating, child, rely on me for everything. Haven't I the right to claim all your love, knowing that to arrive at that goal, you will have to sacrifice all to me, and in so doing, suffer a great deal? Do you pretend to be greater than I, and to escape this law of suffering and renunciation that was my lot? By the way, despite the fact that I am the master, I'm repeating this. I want love, and only love. I know that you are tormented. It's normal that this should occur, but trust yourself to me, and you'll triumph because I'm ever close to you, child. I love you, and I'm watching over you, so don't be afraid. Nothing that is contrary to your good will happen to you. This book is 254 pages of talk like this, okay? And he goes into people's drinking, he goes into people's committing. He says everything can be forgiven, but it's a warning to sinners, like, you know, don't keep it up, because you're going to answer, and it's a warning to them. I mean, I can read even more. He says here, selfishness kills charity, and it reigns supreme in this world of today. Don't seek the reason. This is good, guys. And I just turned to this. Don't seek the reason for all the discord that arises among men and nations. Until men make this first commandment, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, part and parcel of their lives. No peace will be possible in the world. Adversities will go on increasing, which will lead to its destruction, because if I do not intervene, one day the world will destroy itself. Spite exists in the very heart of man, and it is eating at him imperceptibly. He forgives from the lips the wrong that is done, but him, but he stores spite in the depth of his heart. If you want to be forgiven, you will have to learn to forgive others from the bottom of your heart. All forgiven offenses must be forgotten. What would happen to you, men, if I used toward you the measure you use with your brothers, and if my mercy didn't suppress yours? Not one of you would escape eternal fire. Why are you more severe with others than the masters with you? And she just said she was trying to understand everything he was. So he says, those who are in my love, who wherever I have placed them, know how to do their duty in every least detail out of love for me. What is for you a source of salvation may be for others the cause of their loss. Little one, it will never enter your mind that you deserve what I give you, because you realize out of what abyss of sin and misery I drew you. No matter what happens to you, you will never be able to attribute any merit to yourself. If it was otherwise, you would sin through pride by believing that perhaps, after all, you deserved all that. If I have chosen you, it isn't because of your worthiness, but on account of your holiness, child, because nowhere could I find a deeper nothingness than where you had let yourself slide. And he says, let the just and those who have always loved and served me never envy your fate, but rather draw profit from what I tell you. Did my mother Mary ever envy the fate of Magdalene the sinner? No. Yet it was to Magdalene I appeared first after my resurrection. Did that diminish my mother's, you know, glory in any slightest degree? No way. Each of you has his own specific place in my heart. Have in me as much confidence as you have love, and be sure to tell yourselves that when you believe at last that you have sacrificed everything to me and that it is impossible to love me more, even then you will have done nothing. Never despair, though, even if I am not seen or heard. Let each live with the positive certainty that I am there beside each one of you, and let each one love me as a being of flesh like yourself, and you will feel more and more my presence close to you. And it goes on and on and on, just like this. This book,
thank
more
you,
than anything, yeah, bolted me up. So, Katie, you're right on.
Judy, I have something else.
I
think I'm right on.
Whatever you have written, you're hearing from God, because this book is a confirmation. I just haven't read it, but it was time now to read it. And I kept saying to the Holy Spirit, when am I ever going to read some words of Jesus from this book? Well, it was today.
Wow.
And I kept it close. This book is out of print. I have permission from the publisher to do it. I have somebody in Dubai, of all places, trying to reprint this book. It was in 30 countries. I worked with the authors of these. I know these. I've talked to them on the phone. They've deceased now. This was written in 1950. Okay, it was printed in 1970. Yeah, and I have the permission to do it. But she's trying to work on it. She's sick. She's everything. Satan is coming against her. Both her friend, who was very spiritual, and I saw the cover for this book with the crown of thorns with the drops of blood. We both had the same vision, okay? And Jesus is working, but we're coming against everything imaginable not to let me print this book up again. Everything. Everything against us.
Wow.
Because it has
thank
the deepest
you.
Thoughts.
Praise God. Lord, we thank you for this announcement through Pat, through this reading. Katie, I told everyone to watch your videos. Did you hear the beginning of the show, Katie?
No, I had to give a tennis lesson. Sorry. I forgot.
Oh, okay. We're making this service today an announcement and declaring everything. Yeah. That was Hannah, I think. We're declaring everything that God has said, and we're just declaring it boldly, like the Satan announces his plans. God told me today his rapture-centric church will announce God's plans, and we're going to declare it boldly. And so everyone is unmuted on the line. We want to keep it to that. We want to just to keep it to bold proclamations of what the Lord is saying. And I'm going to read what's going on in chat. So Carol says, yes, we declare the translation rapture is before the Feast of Trumpets. And Stacy says, and the Lord writing the month in the cloud. Let's see. It was right. I saw September, the power going up. Hold on one sec. I'm just hearing a lot of noise. Let's see. If you have your phone on, can you mute it? Everyone's unmuted, but if you have your phone, I might have to mute people if I keep hearing the noise. Let's see. So Stacy's saying, in the Lord, writing the month in the cloud, I saw a long month. The Lord told me he is making his prop. Oh, that's me. Never mind. Okay.
So Carol says, yes, we declare the translation raptures before the Feast of Trumpets. Michelle says the rapture is now. Stacy says the rapture is definitely before Feast of Trumpets. I said the rapture is today. Believe it and be happy. Michelle says the translation is now. Carol declares we have the spirit of power. We have the spirit of love. We have the spirit of a sound mind. We have entered into God's paradigm shift. The paradigm shift is empowering us with supernatural power to speak with boldness. You hear that, Katie? Boldness with the truth. Exactly what you're
Amen.
Doing. Keep doing it. And nothing will harm us. We have God's word protecting us and his blood covering us. Michelle is saying the Lord is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You guys, if you're part of Rapture-Centric Church, please start declaring what he's telling you. It could be what he's told you a few months ago, but God told me to bring to remembrance everything and to announce his plans today through his church. So let's just be bold, everybody. I'm going to read Bill's email.
I declare that either our translation is now or the rapture is when I was saying, like, the first fruit that month, or if that's, you know, we're going now, but also on the 17th, Bill keeps getting August 17th as well as others, and then in Julian calendar, that's actually the 4th of August, which is actually Pharaoh's birthday, the beginning of the 9th of Av, 17, 18, that little 4 or 5. So I'm declaring that the 17th as well. It's a very special day for us. We're going. We're out of here. That's all I know. We're going. We're out of here. Thank you, Jesus, for translating film today. And we love you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. And I have to go to work. But I love you all. Have a good night. I'll listen later.
Thank you so much, Tana. We love your proclamations. Our pastor, I know he's happy. Carol's saying Bill and Tana now have a supernatural anointing on them, and so does Katie. The paradigm shift in RCC began with Pat a few months ago when I noticed the anointing of the Holy Spirit came upon her in a very strong way. Then others like Jerry, Chris Nicholson, and that's Carol declaring that. And Michelle is saying, remain in me and I will remain in you, says the Lord. And Carol says, and then Bill today and Tana received a very strong anointing, such a spirit of boldness and confidence, a sound mind, powerful and full of God's love. Raina is saying, God told my 11-year-old daughter we will go home right before they kick us out of this house. I have to leave on September 1st, so we are out. Amen, Raina. Amen to that. I agree with that word. So we're leaving in August for sure. Chris says, because you don't care, I'm going to make this world shake so that you do care. Be alert. Be on your guard. I will come with sword, vengeance, and victory. Amen. We're declaring these words. Bill says the Lord of the harvest has matured his fruit and the fruit is ripe. Carol has the Holy Spirit come on her. That's right. I keep hearing last call since yesterday. Stacy is hearing last call. I'm just reading what people are saying in chat. And if you're on the line, please interrupt me and tell me what the Lord is declaring. Bill was bringing to mind how Carol had the Holy Spirit come on her during a show last month. I remember that. I think we all remembered it. Carol got hammered by the Holy Spirit. Michelle is saying, God is leading me to believe that we are leaving no later than August 17th. I got a
God
day
told
to date.
Me in an audible voice, my people are ready. Said my people are ready.
Praise God, Katie. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to turn on a worship song, and then I want everyone to continue to declare what he's saying, and then I'll read Bill's email. And Katie, if you can declare some of the things, whatever he's telling you, just start talking. This is the Lord's mercy to people. This is the Lord's mercy. He's announcing one last time through his church what he's about to do, how he's going to do it, when he's going to do it. And we love you, Jesus. We thank you. We lift you high above all else, Father. We thank you that my sheep hear my voice and they know me. We thank you that we're not in the dark. We thank you that you're talking to us today. We honor you. We honor you by speaking back the words that you've given us. We love you, Jesus, and we can't say it enough. We're crazy about you. We're crazy, crazy, crazy in love with you.
Applause.
week.
Yes, we shall behold him. We will. We thank you, Jesus. We cannot wait to behold your beautiful face. Everybody that is called in is unmuted. I see Jerry. I see Keith. I see Pat. I see 814. Is that Chris Nicholson?
Yeah, hey.
Hi, buddy.
I'm just jamming out music.
Awesome. I see. I love you. I love you, Nicholson. And I see Katie. And who's 909?
It's Eric.
Who's that?
Hi, guys.
Hi, 909.
Who's 909 area code?
Eric and Veronica.
Oh, hi, Eric and Veronica. Lord bless you.
Hi, guys.
Okay, so everyone's unmuted, but guys, we're gonna stick to this for the program. We're sticking to declaring an announcement. Okay, so it's a different kind of show today. We only have 15 minutes left, and we are declaring what the Lord is saying. I'm gonna read Billy's email, and I'm going to also read what's been going on in chat during worship. So Michelle got saved the date for August 17th. Carol said she's declaring day and night now, and Stacy got a word about ripe bananas a while back, that the bananas are getting ripe now, and it's kind of funny, but it's true. So we're making jokes about bananas, but it's actually a true word that the Lord gave her. Jesus, you are coming today before August 17th. We shall behold him. Amen today. We love you, Lord. And Stacy's saying there's a reason why God showed me the bananas. I'm going to mute. I'm getting a lot of static, so I'm muting people. I don't know. If you are staticky, could you mute your phone? This is really important to the Lord, our pastor, to declare what he's saying without any. Okay. So let me continue to read it. Stacy says there's a reason why God showed me the bananas. The reason why I'm reading everyone's words is because they are very important. God told me everybody that he has spoken through to Rapture Centric Church, he's announcing what he's doing. And they were perfectly right. Michelle says, I want you now, Lord. And Carol says, bananas are shaped like boats. We are all in a boat, banana boat, banana oak, banana ark boat. And Jerry said, let's peel out. Sorry, that was a joke, but that's funny. We love your spirit, the banana. Let's peel out of here. Rojo said, be prepared to see Jesus wearing anything. He stressed to her over and over again, even blue jeans, T-shirt, and white leather sneakers. So that's awesome. Thanks, Jesus. We don't care what you're wearing, but it would be kind of funny to see you in blue jeans. I would like that. And Carol was reminded about the time she saw Jesus at the grocery store. And also Rojo saying Jesus does not want us to be afraid of him, important to him. Carol said when she saw Jesus at the grocery store, he was wearing blue jeans, a tucked-in plaid shirt, slim sneakers, and she said he had hair right below his neckline, a small beard, but he wasn't that attractive. That matches up with the Bible because it says, you know, but he's beautiful on the inside. And she bumped into him with the grocery cart, and he, in a loud, a mega voice, said to the entire store, don't be sorry, you're fabulous. It was beautiful. Thank you for sharing that,
wow.
Carol. I remember when you said that a while back. Yeah, she shared this story in chat a while back, and she bumped into him, and he said, don't worry, don't be sorry, you're fabulous. And then when she turned to see him, he was walking backwards looking at her smiling, and she never saw him in the store again. Bill is saying we made it. He's declaring we crossed the finish line, we made it. He is so happy the wait is over. Amen, Billy. And Stacy says it was a vision. I was taken to heaven, and he showed it to me. And he actually showed me the most amazing garden. And, yeah, and Stacy's saying this all fits in perfectly with Bill's ripe fruit word and Stacy's banana word. I mean, come on, the Lord is speaking through his people. He's been telling – we used to make jokes about the banana word, but it's a real word. And the thing is, Bill just had a word about ripe fruit. So I'm going to read that. But before I do, if you're on the line – and Pat will do the reading in a little bit, but – if you want to make a pronouncement about the Lord announcing his plans through you right now on the line, it's time to do that, so feel free.
Well,
to
I have something to say. It is not a declaration, but they are calling for martial law in Ferguson right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
so Judy, it's a mess.
Lewis
it's a mess.
Calls on Obama to declare martial law in Ferguson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Judy, this is Marianne. How are you?
Oh, hi, Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
Oh, my goodness.
God bless you, dear.
Hey, I got, Judy already knows that I've already said before the September 1st, but interestingly, I got between the 14th and the 17th. It's going to be over 3 days, and the last will be first, and the first will be last, and that means that the most humble will go first, and so Judy's going first, I think.
Oh, no, we're all going together.
But I got between the 14th and the 17th. A
three-day
period. Everybody will have a different, like an assigned time, it seems like.
Wow.
Good.
Beautiful. Well, and that lines up with what God's telling Michelle, the 17th. We leave no later than the 17th.
Right.
Thank you. Okay, anybody else want to keep declaring boldly? Speak it up, guys. Speak it up.
Just some quick news that I just got, and this is funny because it's from an Orthodox Jew Facebook page that I follow. They don't even believe in the Book of Revelation, but they just posted a picture of the Gulf of Mexico on the Florida coast completely turning blood red, and they said, this is kind of strange behavior. It's happening everywhere. This is from an Orthodox Jew, a news broadcast. So even they're noticing, but they don't know what it means.
Well, you know, praise God. Praise God. I'm going to read chat. If anyone on the line wants to declare what the Lord's saying, please do it. And Deborah says, today I saw bananas, and they had brown sugar spots, like when they are perfect for banana bread. We will not be baked. Amen. And then Michelle said, woohoo, between the 14th and 17th. Wow, Marianne. That's very prophetic.
Yay.
So,
confirmation.
Also, and, well, when Marianne said, you know, that she might see me going first, Raina had seen, she had seen me change into my glorified body first. Raina had that a while back.
Oh, my gosh, another confirmation. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Of course, when I hear stuff like that, for me, I think we all just hold hands and go together. But, you know, whatever. If the Lord's speaking it, preach it, okay? You guys, the Lord's announcing what he's doing. He told me he wanted this service to be his announcement. So please speak up. Because God wants to do this through you. Anybody else before I read Bill's email?
I have a couple of separate statements from him.
Thank you, Jerry.
One is these people speak my words. Recognize it now, or I will shake you later. And the other one is, I will sweep you up in my arms and take you to the heavens.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you, Jerry. Yeah. Please forward this to, here's Billy's email.
Okay.
He said, last evening on the show, Judy spoke about a sense of readiness that really resonated. I was thinking the similar thing a day or so ago. Then last night, I got an interesting paradigm sense of being ripe fruit. This ripeness is, as Judy said, something he did over the last several months. We didn't do it. He did it, not us. He did it. More this morning. I got even stronger. So this morning, this very morning, today, Bill, he got even a more stronger sense of being ripe fruit and visualized an allegory in this way. Consider a cherry tree. The cherries have been ripening on the tree for months and now are ready for harvest. The harvest must happen at the correct time, not too early, and definitely not too late, guys. Definitely not too late. So remember that. This is really key what he just said, because also, because you guys, some of us feel like we're overbaked, like we're overdue. Trust me, we're not, though. I'm telling you, that's why we're beginning to feel like that, because he won't let us be overripe. We're going now. Also, during this ripening season, even at RCC, the hot winds of persecution and thunderstorms with wind and rain caused some cherries to dislodge, fall away from the tree. We've seen people come and go from RCC. When they fell, they were cut off from the source, the tree, and began to rot on the ground. Then the birds and critters ate them. Our job has been to hang on to the tree at all costs. The harvest cannot be delayed for any reason, or the fruit is overripe and begins to rot on the tree and fall off. See, we're not going to rot, guys, but I know we're feeling like we're just about to. That's why he's coming. If he were to delay, most fruit will eventually fall from the tree and be eaten, and he's not going to allow that. Beautiful word, Billy. He said he's not going to allow it. One other bit, Bill says, if he harvested too early, we are full of bitterness, hard-hearted, you know, tart, you know how fruit is tart, worldly, not sweet, rather useless and not ready for him. And now, Bill says, we are ripe for harvest. I can feel the ripeness, full of sweetness from the tree, nothing more to do, no more struggling to hold on. Now we just let go into the hands of the harvesters and are gathered together into his barn. I mean, if that's not the most beautiful word I've ever heard,
amazing.
And such a,
that's amazing.
Such a great way to put it. I'm telling you, that's a word right there. And I think it's interesting because I was talking to Jerry last night, and him and I, you just can't make this stuff up, Jerry. Were we not talking about this last night?
Good.
Jerry, you told me word for word before I even read this email from Bill. Jerry, last night on the phone, do you remember what you told me? You said we can't be overripe. You remember, Jerry?
I love it.
Right, absolutely, yeah, because everybody was starting, we could see this yesterday, the trend was people were getting ready, and you can't stay ready for an indefinite period of time because then you're past ready, and you could see so many of us were getting to this special point of readiness, and like in Katie's case, you could see that she was getting an extra bit of pressure in her particular calling to do some things that seemed to me to be very last moment sorts of things.
And I got a word on that too. I mean, that was amazing, Jerry, what you got from God on that the fruit. The Lord just showed me a vision just now, and it was sort of like, because what Jerry was talking about and Judy mentioned about the fact that he says, you know, I'm the vine and you're the branch. So we're the branch, he's the vine. If we fall off the tree because we're too ripe, we're now on the ground where the enemy can crush us. And the Lord said, nothing's going to fall from my hand. So that's why he has to gather the fruit before it drops onto the ground.
Oh, wow. I just got a quick word just popped into my head. God just said, do you think that I'm going to let the Antichrist steal my glory about saving the Christians off the mountain, all these Christians that are stranded on this mountain, and Obama's now claiming he's going to go save them?
Oh, my gosh, Chris. Chris, that's amazing, Chris, because that's actually something I think I mentioned to Judy several days ago, where that it seemed to me like those people were being set up for a rescue also.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about the ripening on the tree, you know, all the disappointed time thing that I got, that this is going to happen over a period of 3 days, you know, all the fruit on a tree doesn't ripen at the same moment.
Right.
Yeah. Just saying.
You know what, Marianne? I really like what you're saying. Somebody in chat had an insight on that. They said perhaps maybe we will all change into our glorified bodies at different times, but then we all go up together, just a thought. I thought that was an interesting thought.
Yeah.
That could
There's something
the
to this. I don't know. You know, only God knows. I just blurt.
Yep. Yeah, you're just
saying.
In the last eight months, most of everything I said, I don't.
Right.
Honestly, you guys, that's why Jesus, our pastor right now, he's encouraging us to just say it. We don't have to understand it. Most of what I have said and what
right.
God told my son, we didn't understand most of it, you guys. Like, but we just say it because as we say it, he'll give understanding because we're a body and he'll start to, and I really like what Michelle said. She said, maybe that would explain the 14th to the 17th that we're getting glorified, you know, at different times that we're all going up together. So that's, I mean, the Lord is, he's wanting us to be bold right now and just really share what he's saying, even if we don't get it, just blurt it out. But Keith, when you were sharing about Bill's email, Bill said in chat, he said, amen, Keith. I got that same thing too.
Great.
So I wanted you to say that.
Okay.
He's making us like-minded. He's announcing what he's doing, and I'm just excited, you guys.
I'm so excited.
I know.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yes,
this
ma'am.
Is how he wants to come get us. This is how he wants. This is only good for your health. This is not bad for your health. This is only good for your spirit and your soul, you guys.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful way to live, and he really is indeed coming. And declare it. Now, Katie, if you're on the line, could you please start saying what he's saying to you? Can you just say it, please?
Yes.
Because I know
he
you have
He has said, my people are ready. He said, he told me harbinger. A lot of people are getting the word harbinger, which means judgment and what else?
Oh, wow.
He gave me, the dreams I've had have all been of destruction, and, you know, so I just know that this is the time of judgment. That's what he's telling me. And God's been telling me people in my own family that I thought were going to be going that aren't. Me and Judy talked today, and
wow,
it's been really kind of a difficult day, but at the same time I have this peace about it, and
good.
It's just God's been telling me stuff I never thought he would tell me. So.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Guys,
Katie, if you want
a
confirmation on the harbinger, just last night, Jason and I were on the phone for probably about an hour going over the harbinger by Jonathan Cahn and all the details and how the harbinger tree was the seventh sign. It was the seventh harbinger, was the tree dying that was replaced when Israel brought the Israel replaced their trees without God's will in their. They didn't turn to God; they did it on their own. And Jonathan Cahn teaches about how America's receiving the same harbinger warnings that are identical to the ones in Israel, and they just had last week. That the tree died, and that was the seventh harbinger. The eighth harbinger is supposed to be a calamity that's like a natural disaster, some type of earthquake, hurricane, something.
Yeah.
And then the ninth harbinger is complete destruction. And Jason and I were really going into depth on how America is being, this goes back to what you and I were talking about the other night, Jerry, in the podcast, was where America is facing, is being sheltered because we have the majority of Christian believers in our country, but because our government has led so many people further astray that we are now going to face the same judgment that Israel faced. But we are going to be rescued and raptured before that judgment comes to America. So
that's
the seventh harbinger already hit. All we got is the eighth, and then the ninth. We have to be gone before that. So.
Well, amen, amen. And somebody had already told me that the other two have been fulfilled in chat. It was Savannah. So I guess she did some studying on it. But, you know, the bottom line is we could go today. And thank you for sharing that. You guys, we only have like 90 seconds, but I want to say something really quick before we go. I really encourage you to when the Lord is speaking to you in this last hour, speak it boldly, because people are going to remember, okay? The people are going to remember it. And when God was speaking to Katie today, he was literally telling her, and this is what he did to my son when he first fell on him. We would be on YouTube, and he would say, this one's going to hell, this one's going to heaven, this one's getting left behind, this one's going to hell. This, I mean, we didn't want to ask anymore. I'm like, don't ask him. I don't want to hear this. It's horrible. And you guys, the reality is there's people going to hell. And the Lord is thanking his rapture-centric church that we're being bold and loving him and doing exactly as he tells us, because we are helping make his dream come true. He's going to make all of our dreams come true in a minute, okay, by rescuing us. We're going to have life everlasting, but God told me we're helping make his dream come true by bringing people to him, by warning people, by speaking his words boldly. So, you know, just continue to do it up until he gets here. Katie, keep making those vids, okay? Because it's scary, but it's true. There's heaven and there's a hell, and some are going there. And if you're listening to this broadcast right now and you get left behind, do not take the mark. Don't do it, or you will lose your soul for eternity. We love you, Lord. Spirit and the Bride say,
Come. In the Lord's eyes, repentance is the medicine for delinquency.
I can send some of these printings from this book I read to Katie. If she wants to read some of this online, woohoo, this will wake everybody
up.
We don't have time, sweetheart. I need 10 minutes at least just to read some of it. Yeah.
Forward it to, send it to Katie so she can make a video. That'd be awesome.
Oh,
I have to go,
get
guys.
Ready to have
show's
your,
over. Love y'all.
Get your socks on.
Love you,
all
Jesus.
Right. Okay.
Love you all.
Love you, Jesus.
ITA.
Katie. Amen.
Bye, guys. Love you.